C'était une fête terrible parce qu'on devait manifester par les pas des danses et tout, en train de chanter, on a crié dans le ciel.
J'ai embrassé mes potes, mes frères, et je leur ai dit, on l'a fait. C'était un objectif et on l'a fait. C'est une joie énorme.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Voice of America's special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022, Africa's premier men's basketball league. Coming up at 17:30 GMT UTC, the opening game on Sunday between FAP from Cameroon and Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. That will be followed by Sunday's second game, tipping off at 2100 GMT UTC between the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa and Petro de Luanda from Angola. I'm joined in Studio 3 by the super producer, Mukbil Yabaro, and Prince Nesta back again. Let's begin with Mukbil. Sporty greetings, Mukbil.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. What is going on? What is going on? We are back for day two of the Nile Conference, and we have some amazing games lined up for you here today.
Celebratory atmosphere here in Studio 3, and the man on my right, Mukbil, also has reason to celebrate. Tell our VOA listeners about that, Mukbil.
Absolutely. I am a new father. My daughter was born about 3 weeks ago. So definitely very exciting. Exciting times.
Tell us, what's the baby's name?
Her name is Amana.
Amana. And what does that mean?
To entrust. So it's a heavy responsibility, heavy name right there, but but I'm sure she'll do just fine.
Well, welcome to Amana, and speaking of entrusting our basketball knowledge now to Prince Nesta. Prince, welcome back to the pregame show.
Thank you so much. You know, it always feels great to be back with the 3-point basketball playmaking commentator, Sonny Trey Young.
Again, Prince, you're talking about Trey Young, not Sonny Young. Trey Young.
Sonny Trey Young. We've given you that name officially. And congratulations, by the way, to the best producer, whether East or West, super producer Mukbil Yabaro.
Appreciate it, my brother.
Really great. I was actually telling Mukbil yesterday that in Africa, where I come from, they say that you're now welcome to the table of men.
I heard that a couple times in the past couple weeks.
Well, Mukbil, would you like to see your daughter down the road play some basketball?
Absolutely, absolutely. My household is a big basketball home. And for sure, with all my kids in the future, God willing, definitely would love to get all of them involved in sports.
I think it's a great road. I hope she's healthy down the road.
Absolutely.
And get her on the court, Mukbil. Yeah. Get her on the court.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the opening game this evening. As I mentioned, it tips off at 17:30 GMT UTC. FAP from Cameroon versus Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Prince Nesta, how do you size up this one?
Oh, wow, this is going to be quite a terrific clash since the two teams are actually continental African giants. And, you know, these are teams that know each other very, very well. They have met a couple of times. And, you know, in the first game between Foukash and FAP, which was played in October last year, you know, the game ended 84-65 in favor of FAP. And, you know, 2 months later, FAP again met Foukash, and they triumphed 70-56. in their second straight game for the BAL ticket. And so these are two teams that know each other very well. And there's going to be a couple of plays here, players, that, you should consider as far as this game is concerned. Fukash, leading player, is going to be Rolly Fuller, who has had 19.8 points and, 8.5 rebounds, towards advancing to this tournament. At the same time, FAP Havada advanced to the BAL regular season with a flawless 6-0 record. And so it's really going to be a tough clash here. And I think this one might be a little bit close. I mean, do not be deceived by the results that I just told you about in favor of FAP. These are totally different tournament, and as we have seen in this tournament, there's always a surprise waiting.
Okay, let's go to the opponent for FAP this evening, Espoir Fukash from the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Mukbil, tell us a little bit about this team from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah, this, honestly speaking, everything that Prince Nesta has said, I definitely echo it. He literally mentioned that these two teams are teams that both know each other very well, with some few different additions here and there, as we have the ability to pick up a couple of international players with their play. But all in all, I really like the two teams, one having had experience in the prior season and one not. So we're just going to see how it goes, honestly, with these games, especially with the first game in this conference for both team. I do believe that they're both going to come out flaring in the first quarter. So we'll see who will adjust to who and exactly what is going to come of it. It's going to be an exciting game.
Well, Mukbil and Prince, I do like to highlight those ball elevate youngsters out on the court during this second season of the Basketball Africa League. A reminder for our Voice of America listeners, the BAL through the NBA Academy Africa basically placed 12 young men with each of the 12 Basketball Africa League teams. Espoir Fukash has a Nigerian player on its roster, 17 years old, Emmanuel Okorafor, and he's a forward. And I hope we get to see him on the court this evening. And for FAP, the BAL Elevate player is from Cameroon, and Ulrich Kamka Chomche. He'll be playing, hopefully, for FAP. And I like it, Prince, that these young players, the ball elevate players, are getting a chance to show their skills.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Sunny. If you look at, the Cameroonian forward, the one you just mentioned, Ulrich Kamka Chomche, goodness me, I'll have to drink lots of water to pronounce his name. If you look at these players, I mean, he has a big frame. He's 6'11", moves exceptionally well, and, he knows how to control the court. And so it's really going to be great, especially as far as those rebounds are concerned. It's really going to be instrumental also as far as the offensive end of the court is concerned. And, he's a power forward, and we should expect much from him, since he's only maybe probably 16 years old or something. And so that's really great, considering the fact that we saw another 15-year-old play yesterday. And then, if you look at Emmanuel Eberuchuku, what a tough name. He's also 6'9". He's really talented, and he's at least bringing that youthful experience, something different. A lot of us are used to seeing these other players who are already giants as far as African basketball is concerned. But we also like to see other younger players also inspiring the younger generation, especially from the African continent, that they can do it as long as they put their heart in it. So if they work hard on it, they can as well find themselves in the Basketball African League tournament.
Thank you, Prince Nesta. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to special Voice of America programming covering the second season of the Basketball Africa League. coming up at 17:30 GMT UTC. FAP from Cameroon will play Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Sunday's second game, also to be broadcast on The Voice of America, the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa will play Petro de Luanda from Angola. That game tips off at 2100 GMT UTC. Prince Nesta, I know you gave us a quiz. You gave us a quiz on Saturday. Well, I want to give you a quiz, but I want you to stay tuned. But we're going to look back a little bit, Prince, to Saturday's game. Zamalek, the defending BAL champion, beat Cobra Sport from South Sudan. The score was 80-63. Zamalek pretty much in control throughout this contest. We're going to hear now a post-game interview that was done by BAL commentator Usher with one of the top players on Zamalek, Anas Mahmoud. And here's Mahmoud and his post-game thoughts.
Yeah, it's just great for the team. I mean, the first game is always the toughest. I feel like in the beginning we weren't really in the rhythm, but the guys played hard defense. We ran the ball really well today. We ran on a break, which is our identity, is just self-defense and run. We needed to leave a statement out there the first game. So I think everyone did the job, and I'm proud of our guys for real.
The fans came out in big numbers. How important was it for them to be here? How important was it for the fans to be here?
Like I said, it's the first game in the tournament. They were here for the ICC, but it was the first time in almost 10 years to be inside of a hall game and support us. I know they're happy about that. We can't be more happier. Today's timing was a little tough. 2 hours after iftar, a lot of guys that wanted to be here but couldn't make it. I know that they will continue to support us a lot more over the fall of games coming. So I just want to say thank you for being here, and hopefully we represent them the right way.
How tough is it to play during Ramadan?
We're used to it by now. We've been doing this for so long, but it's not the Ramadan part. I think today was the toughest game because it was only 2 hours after iftar. So, you know, we didn't have time to eat and digest, and definitely hydration was key. But I think everyone did their job. The coach rotated us really well. None of us really got tired today, which was good. I think the four games coming up will be a lot better.
Now, lastly, you play the Cape Town Tigers on Tuesday. What are you looking forward to in that game?
We're looking to just get the mix going. Our three guys, foreigners and Edgar, they haven't really been with us more than just a couple of weeks. So we're still getting the chemistry. We're finding the chemistry, getting in the rhythm of our identity. And hopefully we just take that next step forward.
That's Anas Mahmoud of Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion. And he was speaking with ball commentator Usher. And we thank the Basketball Africa League for that interview. On Saturday, Zamalek began defense of its Basketball Africa League trophy with an 80-63 victory over Cobra Sport from South Sudan. And Prince Nesta, here's where the quiz comes into play. Mahmoud tallied 10 points and 11 rebounds on Saturday. And yet, those are good statistics, no question. But he had the highest player index, the highest index of any player on the court in Cairo on Saturday. Any idea, Prince, how they determine that index, which is in the official stat column at the Basketball Africa League website? I did have to do a little digging, Prince, to find out sort of the formula for that. But do you have a rough idea how they determine index and a player's efficiency on the court?
Oh man, he has Prince stumped right there.
Well, it had me stumped too, Prince.
Is it mathematical statistical?
It is a mathematical formula, and it does get a little complicated. But for our VOA listeners right now, Mahmoud had the highest index of any player on Saturday. His index was 29. And for the opposing team, Cobra Sport, Mayan Keir, he had the highest index of 23. Now, how do they come up with those numbers? Well, here's how they do it. It's basically you add up the positives and you subtract the negatives. So in terms of Mahmoud, it's points plus rebounds plus assists plus steals plus blocks. And then you, whatever that number is, you subtract the negative qualities. The negatives are missed field goals, missed free throws, and turnovers. And, you know, I was trying to figure out, Prince, when how did Mahmoud come up with such a high player rating? Well, one of the reasons, he had 7 block shots on Saturday, and that definitely will help your player index.
It's a crazy number. And then he put up, I believe, 10 points and 11 rebounds. So yeah. he had a fantastic all-around game, and we could see it, right? We could see that he was playing really well on both sides of the floor. And, you know, for player index, which they call in the NBA, they call it a plus-minus.
Plus-minus.
Yeah. So you could really tell. A lot of times you'll see a player that'll put up 30, 40 points, but their plus-minus rating is really low. And it's like, what else are you doing? So you might be hurting your team. You just chuck it. If you're 10 for 35 or 10 for 40, yeah, you got to pass the ball, man.
Absolutely.
Well, Muckville, go ahead, Prince. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And to say that, you know, Anas, that really doesn't, surprise me, because Anas Mahmoud was actually the last season's BAL's Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
And so, you know, he won also the Most Valuable Point Player, you know, in this particular game. And so that really doesn't surprise me. In fact, last year, they gave him the name Dikembe Mutombo of the BAL Tournament.
Right.
Great. I mean, if you're going to name a trophy for defense, Prince, That's a good name to come up with.
You got to make sure, he's got to start waving his finger. No.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice to have a sort of like a finger wag on the trophy, print.
That would be great. No. Not my house.
We're giving him a lot of ideas, man.
Well, Muckville, also on the court on Saturday was a lady by the name of Dorothy Okotch. Dorothy Okotch, hope I pronounced her name right. And I like to see these female referees on the court, Muckville. I think it shows how the BAL really committed to gender equity.
Absolutely. They're really moving forward with this, and you know, you can only imagine what that does from an optical standpoint to show young African girls and women that they can be referees on the highest level. And I believe Dorothy Okotch is also referee for FIBA as well.
Okay.
The first referee for FIBA from Botswana, if I'm not mistaken. So she's doing amazing things. So I'm glad to see her officiating, and you can see how well she does, the respect that she has from the players. The players were not giving her any flack, so it was really good to see that.
And on that note, Muckville, I think the players overall have been quite respectful.
Absolutely.
of the officials during games.
Yeah.
We're not seeing tantrums.
Yeah,
or...
I think it's... Last season we saw, for the most part, very respectful players showing the referees the respect that they deserve. And I think sometimes it's like that when you don't get to that NBA level. NBA level is just a bit different. A lot of these players have their own personal, you know, entourages with them outside, so they're kind of used to getting their way a little bit. So sometimes, you know, you can see tempers flare. But with international play, for the most part, it's a very respectful game, so...
And speaking of the NBA, Muckville, the NBA is partnering with the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, to support the Basketball Africa League. And some interesting dynamics going on in the NBA. We're getting ready for the playoffs, which begin next week, as a matter of fact. On Saturday night, we have a Cameroon team in action coming up at the bottom of the hour. FAP, they'll be on the court. Well, last night, a player from Cameroon really making a name for himself, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, 41 points, 20 rebounds, 4 assists, and the 76ers beat the Indiana Pacers 133-120. And I guess another quiz question, why not, Muckbill? is Joel Embiid your pick for the NBA's most valuable player this season?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough, Sonny. For me, it's between two big guys, Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic. And they're both playing phenomenal basketball.
They are. They really are.
And I think they both mentioned it and said that either of them would be okay if the other one wins. So it's amazing to see two bigs that are at the top of their game showing that level of respect for each other, saying that they want that award to come back to the big men, because we have moved away from the big men dominating eras. It's been point guard play for a really long time, so it's great to see the big men getting back out there and showing what it is that they have. But I really like Joel Embiid for MVP.
Joel Embiid looks like he's going to end the NBA season as the scoring leader,
yep,
averaging over 30 points a game this season for the Philadelphia 76ers. I imagine, what do you think, Muckbill, and Prince for that matter, that the team's overall performance will factor into the MVP voting? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I think it kind of does. A lot of times, I know certain years when you had Steph or Giannis, a lot of those years where other players were making a name for themselves as well, or potential MVP candidates, the player that had the best team usually wins. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I really like Joel for MVP. What are your thoughts, Prince?
Yeah, who's your pick for MVP, Prince?
Oh my goodness, that has to go to Cameroonian American Joel Embiid, because it's incredible what he's done, honestly. Being an African son, first of all, you know, having come through hardships and overcome all those challenges to get to where he has reached, you know, right now. I mean, he's the first center to average 30 points in a season since Moses Malone in the 1981-1982 season.
Wow.
With the Houston.
Okay.
Yes, and you know, Malone actually averaged 31.1 points per game that season. And you know, when Joel Embiid was asked about this, he actually said, just for you to know how, you know, ambitious he is and what he wants to achieve, he said, well, that's the challenge for next year. Wow. As the next year, I gotta come out and average more than him, but it is great. Obviously, you know, speaking of Moses Malone, he's a legend, and it's great, especially as a big in this era. It's been a long time. It's been, what, 40 years? So it hasn't been done. That's something that I think is great. And so, you know, he's a humble guy, Embiid. You know, he inspires the rest of the team. And right now, he's also got another world-class, MVP player in the name of James Harden, who's going to be supporting him with those assists. And, you know, one can only wonder what Philadelphia 76ers are going to turn out to be, especially in the playoffs. And who knows, maybe they might win this tournament, you know, this year. But we'll wait and see, because that's actually, there are a couple of teams out there, and, you know, there's always a surprise waiting for you. The best teams, I've seen the best teams lose, especially in the NBA. But Joel Embiid, what a player he has been this season, for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of surprises, Prince and Muckbill, LeBron's going to miss out on the NBA playoffs. I mean,
wow.
You would think that LeBron would be automatic for the NBA playoffs, but Lakers with a very disappointing season.
Oh my goodness, it's so disheartening to see that as a LeBron fan myself, and you know, even with the new playoff play-in, for them not to even have been able to make the slot to play into the playoffs really shows you that, you know, LeBron and the Lakers GMs have a lot to worry about as it pertains to how old this team has been, this team that they picked up. It's a lot of players on that team that, you know, for lack of better words, just happen to be friends of LeBron's.
Okay.
You know, Carmelo Anthony's and the Russell Westbrook's. So hopefully we'll see a change. But yeah, LeBron, in this late in his career, for him to be able to put up the numbers that he put up, had he played the last couple of games, I think he could have won a scoring title because he was right up there with Joel. But just goes to show you that he doesn't really care about that. He'd rather care about winning. So we'll see what he does next season.
Let's get back to the Basketball Africa League action taking place in Cairo. Two games on Sunday. The opening game coming up between FAP of Cameroon and Espoir Fouakchou of the Democratic Republic of Congo. That game tips off at 17:30 GMT UTC. Second game on Sunday, Prince Nesta, kind of a Southern Africa matchup between the Cape Town Tigers of South Africa and Petro de Luanda of Angola. How do you think that one's going to turn out, Prince?
Goodness me, that's going to be one hell of a match. I mean, on you know, Petro, who are the African continental giants, and Angola, you know, have visited pretty much. That's like their sport. You right. know, they are known for basketball in the African continent. You know, on paper, basically, they should be able to secure this win, but it won't be easy because, you know, the South African team has also invested in some pretty good players, you know, including a couple of players from the United States. They also have James Antis, who last played for the NBA team Orlando Magic. And so they have some good players down there. But it's really going to be an interesting matchup considering the fact that the South African team are debutants in this tournament. But, you know, Petro de Luanda actually lost in the semifinals last year. And so this one's really going to be tough. But, you know, terrific shooting, you know, productive bench, and, you know, three-point plays for sure really going to make a difference as far as that match is concerned.
And Mukbil, Petro de Luanda, with one of, I think, your favorite players, Olympio Cipriano.
That's my guy right there. 39 years young with the jump shot. Goodness gracious. That man was sinking the threes.
So you think he's going to need to come up with a few threes later Sunday?
I think so, man. He's one of those players where he kind of reminds me of like a Jamal Crawford type, where he doesn't even necessarily have to be in the starting lineup. You just put him in automatic. He just comes in a minute or two in the game, gets ready. He's ready to go. So I like him, you know, to kind of kickstart maybe that second unit. But that team has so many well-rounded players, and they've been playing together for so long. So their team chemistry is a lot stronger than a lot of these other teams. Yeah. And as Prince mentioned yesterday, they're one of the few teams that don't necessarily go outward and look. And all their players are in-house. So that always helps, too, because they've been playing together for so long that they don't have that. They don't have that learning curve that they need to be able to mesh those international players in with their team.
Prince Nesta, would you like to make a prediction for the game coming up between FAP and Espoir Fouakchou?
Oh, man, I know, you know, if you bet with me, you're always going to win. But this one, I got to be a bit careful, honestly. But I would say FAP, since they have had previous experience, I mean, they're pretty explosive last year, uh-huh. if you remember.
Yeah.
You know, they were a pretty good team. And so I would call them, based off of the experience that they got last year, they're going to be going into this match a little bit more confident and comfortable since the terrain they know. But Espoir Fouakchou, in my prediction, they are going to lose, but it's going to be a little bit close.
I like your prediction, Prince. I'll go over the I'll step over the fence, and I'll go with FAP. I think their experience might be the factor, Mukbil.
Yeah, and you guys already know, you guys left me for last because FAP was my team from last season. I like them boys to go far into the tournament, so I'm definitely not staring away from them. So we got a 3-0 on this side. So if they're not able to pull this win off,
we'll eat some crow. we'll eat some crow. That's all there is to it.
Hey, Fouakchou might have to prove us wrong, so we'll see. It'll be a fun match, though, nonetheless.
Well, stay tuned, because coming up at 17:30 GMT UTC, Sunday's opening Basketball Africa League game between FAP of Cameroon and Espoir Fouakchou of the Democratic Republic of Congo. We'll be back with you at halftime, so please keep it locked right here on the Voice of America. Thanks to Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to Prince Nesta. They'll both be back at halftime. And thanks also to my engineer this evening, Sidrak Franklin. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Stay tuned for some basketball Africa League action.
Thank you all for joining us here at the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo, Egypt, for day two of the Basketball Africa League. It's the Nile Conference, and we've got two games coming up tonight. FAP of Cameroon take on BC Espoir Fukash of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And, our second dose of BAL action, bringing you last season's semi-finalists from Angola, Petro de Luanda, clashing with newcomers Cape Town Tigers of South Africa. Newcomers tonight, new teams on the court, but very familiar faces off it. But let's have a look at the starting five for Espoir Fukash, with Mwamba, Kasongo, Mbaka, Nganga, Rolly Fuller is the man to watch out for, Emmanuel Usungu. Now, familiar faces off the court as well, because we have Q. He's next to me. Q, let's take a look at the starting five for FAP. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Robbie. Looking forward to what should be a fantastic game. And that Mormon out there, Ayaga, as well as Almeida, Wangmene, and Akumenzo will get the start. And Almeida is exciting, and I think it's going to be a fun game.
And we also have Usher Komayisha, who's courtside for the latest breaking news. Usher, how are you tonight? You feeling it tonight?
It is a beautiful day, and we can't wait for this basketball today. Two games back to back. That's a lot of basketball to watch today.
Definitely is. Raven Mwimba is the man in charge of BC Espoir Fukash, a team that were founded in 2019 from Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo. Just 3 years in the Congo Cup title in 2021. Francois Enyigwe is the man in charge for FAP. As we get underway, Q, already the action has started.
There's going to be high action, and there's no loss of rivalry between these two teams. They saw each other in qualification. FAP, of course, triumphing on both occasions that they saw Fukash, and they'll want to change that narrative, I think, here in this all-important now conference opener for both teams.
First long-range shot coming, just not being drained there by Iyaga. Of course, FAP playing in white with the team from the DRC playing in black. It's a good long-range shot there coming off the metal, and a good offensive rebound. Can't get the follow-up and the rebound, so still no points to talk about just yet. That is a fantastic shot from Hawaii. And the first points go for FAP from that man, Joel Almeida of Cape Verde.
He's a bucket, what we like to call a walking bucket, Joel Almeida. You've got to look out for him, especially on the offensive end.
Cape Verde, of course, islands just off the west of Africa. And, they love their sport over there. He originally came through São Vicente, but spent a lot of time playing in the United States at Brockport University.
And he's got the Afro-Basket experience, you know, playing for Cabo Verde. You saw some of his long-range ability there on that opening bucket, and we expect a lot more of that. He's going to be a primary offensive point for sure.
Absolutely. There's a chance here for Arsene Mwamba. And his shot just comes back off the metal there. A player who played for BC Mazembe down in Lubumbashi, of course, which is a hotbed. That's a very long, quick transition basket. Look at that. And that is dunked in perfectly there. You've got to watch out for that man. Rolly Fuller is the man making the call.
And that's all too easy, and it's a nice way to just break the ice as far as Espoir Fukash are concerned.
Rhys Iyaga. And there's first foul of the night, just a couple of minutes in, as we can see that they're just getting the lay of the land. Just look at that. And Fuller will be very, very keen to make his mark tonight. Key player for this team from the DRC, Espoir Fukash.
He was a big part of the DRC's winning campaign in the AfroCan in 2019, and will try to bring some of that winning to Espoir Foucache on this bigger stage.
Yeah, and a hero against AS Police. We see another foul, and you can see that Wang Mene is down on the ground. Let's hope that he's okay. Just getting his breath back after getting knocked off his balance.
Well, that's always tricky as he falls, trying to take the screen and just bundle straight through him. It looks like he's just a little bit winded, worse for wear. He gets to his feet, and I think he'll be okay and set to return.
There's Chris Mbaka, one of the big boys on the court, who picked up the foul there. Focus on him for that little moment.
It is obviously going to be a physical game between these two teams.
And that's a fine score that is from Mormon. We need to keep our eyes out for that man as well. Thank you, Asha. It will be physical, guaranteed, big time.
Nice looking touch there from Mormon, just from the elbow.
That's a beautiful little pass in the paint, and trying to go through the middle, decides to go up. Offensive rebound and another chance. Well, they're getting plenty of opportunities. Finally, it's been sunk there by Oshungu, Emmanuel Oshungu, getting his first points tonight.
I know it's still early going, but they've really got to work a lot harder on the boards, do FAP if they want to stay in this. And Almeida, wow.
That's a massive score, isn't it? I mean, that wasn't downtown. We talk about downtown. We talk about, you know, in a different land over the other side of the border. Look at that. That's the response. A perfect setup. And how about that for just draining the two there? Mbaka, the acrobatics, big time.
It's back and forth, and this is the competition level expected between these two teams that know each other well.
Very good defensive play. They finally get the ball back in their hands. FAP of Cameroon. That's a long-range effort there. Just a little bit too much sting on it. Bounces back off the glass. Chance for three, but cutting inside. And there's the travelling call just going against Bobo Kasongo.
Kasongo getting on his bike just a little bit, and this is a nice drive inside, and the defense from Espoir Foucache. DeLong with the two-handed flush.
FAP playing in their second Basketball Africa League, having got through to the quarterfinals. It's a good bit of offensive play, but not even the physicality of the big man, Wang Mene, can get himself the points. A good block, good cover play there as well from Akumenzo. And a mid-range shot for two. Coming back out, and a foul that's been committed.
It's a very contained start by both these teams. They kind of like heavyweight boxers, just jabbing, trying to figure out where they can capitalize most. But it's tempered, and it's probably the lowest octane start we've seen. And then it's going to be a chess match.
And that's a third team foul, which is not good. Just with less than 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, so 4 minutes in, and we've already got a few too many fouls there for Espoir Foucache. Inside, a little drive there coming through from FAP, and that man, Iyaga, comes to nothing. Get the ball back, Foucache.
Well, he thought he had the lane wide open. Help defense came across, and trap coming timely to force the turnover.
Foucache going around the outskirts, trying to find opportunities. There's a mid-range two, the bucket has not been scored, and they will get possession back. Just knocked out of bounds. So it's Kasongo who will get possession. We can just have a look at that. It's just perfectly set up, isn't it, for the big man, Mbaka.
Mbaka was right place, right time, and you got to credit the pass from the point guard. And offensive foul gets whistled there, just off the ball infringement. And referees, we've seen varied levels of consistency in terms of touch fouls, and this one being called a little tight right now.
Yeah, the great thing, and maybe we can ask Asha just about the importance of gender equality here, you know, in the BAL with all of the referees that we've actually got here. There's a real nice mix, isn't there, Asha?
Yes, there is a celebration of women across the board in not only the referee department, but today, obviously, we have Hortensia Carrizales from Mexico, who's the female crew chief of this game. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Yesterday we saw Dorothy Okach from Botswana, and there's also Monica Nasuna from Uganda, who will be part of the selection later on in the tournament.
Thanks very much, Asha. And we have an offensive foul, defensive foul there, and it's FAP who are going to reap in the opportunity of getting more points on the scoreboard. There it is. There's the little collision. It was Shungu who just gets in the way, and there you can see it's 14 fouls, which obviously has triggered a reaction. The timeout, and that will obviously mean that we'll take a small break.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Right now, opening game on Sunday, FAP leads Espoir Fukash 11-8. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro in studio and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, are we going to eat crow? Are we going to have to eat some crow this evening?
Man, Espoir Fukash is really coming out, letting us know that, you know, they have the athletic ability to get it done. Majority of their points have been from dunks. If I'm not mistaken, it's been all in the paint. That very last bucket that they had was a layup, but they're really letting us know that they're coming to get it.
Quick shout out, Prince Nesta, for one player on FAP with a few dunks, Joel Freitas, 9 points already in the first period of action.
Absolutely, really dangerous and key player for them. And you know what's helping them is that they're taking advantage of the counterattacks, because FAP are really dangerous with the shots, especially three-point plays. But Fukash is countering that with quick plays, and they're really dangerous on the offensive end, and that's really going to work great for them.
I like this team from the DRC, Prince, Espoir Fukash.
Yep, they're quite physical. And, you know, I mean, the first quarter is always, you know, teams try to size each other up. But, you know, they're quite physical, and they're, you know, placing the game. You know, they're really playing well, quite physical, and matching their opponents well. And that's what needs to be done for them to be able to win this game.
All right, Prince, let's go back to the action in Cairo.
Welcome back to Cairo. Here we are with FAP up against Espoir Fukash. 11 points to 8. Not much in it, but we can already tell you that there's one player who's making his mark, and his name is Joel Almeida for FAP. Looking very, very strong indeed. Here we got Wang Mene, who's the player who's going up to the free throw line. And the attempt to try and get the rebound. And that will be another foul in quick succession.
Iago right there underneath, but Wang Mene will be disappointed to not be able to convert on both of those shot attempts. Experienced, G League experience, Summer League experience, all got to come back into it. He was one of the signees that FAP made in the off-season before they got into this conference. Ayaga, though, sticking with it, and he's right there. He's a Cameroonian, born and bred, played all of his basketball out there. Bryce Ayaga, and he spent some time with them in the World Cup qualifiers, and he's steadily been building up his numbers, and maybe just a guy you want to keep an eye on.
We'll keep an eye on him. Cute, that's what we'll do. Ayaga's the man. He spent a bit of time playing in Gabon, of course, across the border as well, and that extra point thrown into the bag. Now, five fouls, of course, for Fukasa. Will go straight to the free throw line if there are fouls that are committed, so they've got to be very, very careful in the final 4.5 minutes. And, we'll already go into the free throw line, but it's at the other end, of course. There's lots going on here tonight.
Well, first foul, and it's a shooting foul for Espoir Fukasa as they get to the free throw line. We've seen the importance of free throws, especially down the stretch, and important to just get some rhythm early.
Yeah, so I think the key word in the first quarter is discipline, something that you've really got to make sure that it's up there tonight, because the don't want to be notching up the fouls tonight. 13 points tonight in that extra bucket, as I said, thrown on. So double figures for Bukash, and they're going up. FAP going really quickly, and the big drive going up. It's foul, back-to-back fouls at the moment. There's so much happening. And Usher called it. She said, it's going to be physical. It's physical out there. You nailed it, Usher.
Until recently, this was a Central African Republic, Central African derby. But the Democratic Republic of Congo joined East Africa just less than 2 weeks ago. So, but you know, there's still a bit of history there.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit.
Up to the free throw line. FAP doing their business once again. You can see that it's Mormon who's there, the player originally from Richmond in Virginia.
And it's interesting that FAP has got two left-handed scorers in the backcourt. It's a dynamic that you don't see too often. Norman and Almeida, and they're both piling on some points.
They're very quick, their transition, the Espoir Fukash of the DRC, but unable to drain the points on that occasion. Picked up, taken forward there by Almeida. Almeida's trying to provide his team with a lot of magic, loses possession, and there's a good chance for Bukash to try and get themselves points and just reduce the arrears. Ball comes out, and there's a big long shot for three, and that is how you do it. And it's a big score coming in there from Bobo Kasongo.
I mean, that was just really great play, all in transition, coming off that penetration on the inside from Almeida. He lost the ball, allowed Bukash to get out in transition. Nice pass to the corner. The challenge comes in late, and the three drops for Kasongo.
And, of course, he goes straight to the free throw line, and there's a great chance for them to add some more points to the tally. It's a big play and a very important play, that is, for Fukash, who really want to get themselves and just get themselves ahead for once, get a little bit of taste of that, you know, that good stuff when you're in the lead.
Espoir Fukash are a young team. They're probably the youngest team on average in this tournament. So some of the experience comes from this man at the free throw line, Bobo Kasongo. He played for ASB Mazembe, put up some nice numbers, 13 points a game, 2 rebounds and an assist. But he's definitely going to be a floor leader and someone that they'll go to, because they certainly, what they lack for in experience, they're going to try and make up for in energy.
15-14, and Kasongo did say in an interview this week, he said, we've got to fight hard to make our country proud. The DRC is watching all 92 million of those, the population in the Democratic Republic of Congo, of course, Central African team. And yeah, we are excited to see them participating. First ever team from the country to play in the BAL. And here we go as they take the ball up court, and they go in for a long-range attempt for three coming off the metal. Unfortunately, it didn't drop for Rolly Fuller, and FAP going up and trying to score again. It's defended well. Well, it rolls back out. Well, how quick is this end-to-end? I've got a quick neck already, Q. What's going on here? Oh, that's a beautiful score. That is sumptuous. And that's what you need to do. It is, of course, Almeida. He is up to what? 12? He's got to be 13 points now.
All of his points coming from the exterior. All these points from the three-point line, and he's caught fire.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Bobo Kasongo dropping in to say hello. Whatever you can do,
he can do better, and comes back with his own reply. Bobo Kasongo.
18-17, FAP just edging ahead. Oh, it's a near steal. Very good work, and it doesn't drop, it doesn't fall for that man, Akumenzo. And they pick the ball up again. You can see that Fukash going out wide, dropping in for three, another chance for three. It's brilliant stuff. Kasongo's the man, and look what he's doing here. He's got himself up to 9 points now.
Planting forests are both these teams, threes for trees, and that is fantastic shooting by Kasongo.
And it is a celebration for me right there, a replication of the Fimbu celebration for the football team.
FAP just trying to find a little bit of space. Good defensive play. That was really solid stuff to just prevent that ball from getting to that man. It's Glory Bobo Nell who's come on for Fukash, and we can see there's so much happening here. They're valiantly defending.
lots of changes as well. Frequent changes by Espoir Prakash and coach Raven Wimba. Trying to find combinations to help unlock this FAP defense. There's a timeout called as Espoir Prakash first lead of this quarter. And they've got a 2-point
lead. I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. I'm joined in studio by Mukbil Yabaro. Prince Nesta also joining us for analysis. Prince, Espoir Prakash takes its first lead of the game, 2018 over FAP.
quite a surprise. But this is the first quarter. Relax, guys. But yeah, they're really working hard. They're really playing well, especially on those transitions. And, you know, as I told you, they're a pretty fast team. And so, but at the same time, they're also facing opposition. I mean, this guy, Joel Freitas Almeida, is converting most of those three-point plays. You know, he's a Cape Verdean Portuguese basketball player. And, you know, he's really making a difference. And he went to school here in the United States.
Okay.
And so
okay.
That experience from the NCAA division is, you know, really playing out as far as this game is concerned.
Oh, yeah, Prince. Also, just to sneak in from the other side, Espoir Prakash got Bobo Kasango Kasasa. He is 3-for-3 from the three-point land.
Mm,
that boy's on fire right now.
Yeah, people might be, honestly. And he's a local boy. He's not like he's got an experience from the United States or anything. You know, he's just a local boy.
We love to see it.
Well, we got to go back to the action now in Cairo.
Usher was just listening to the FAP bench, and coach who was just talking to his players. Oh, look at that. He's at it again. This is just ridiculous. That's all right. Every time I go to you, we've got baskets that are just coming in, and they're coming from a parallel universe. They're so outrageously good.
I can tell you that the FAP coach, Francois Enyegi, is not happy with that basket because he just talked about defense, playing defense. They need to do better on that side of the court. But let's see if they'll react to that on the next possession.
It's exactly that, isn't it, at the end of the day? You've got to understand sort of, you know, how to get yourself in prime control of the game. Look at that. Prakash celebrating these little victories within the bigger picture.
That's a great defensive possession, but for Espoir Prakash, they forced the shot clock violation and forced that turnover. And that is just because of the pressure they're putting on the ball. And this is that broken play where Kasongo got out on the break and flushed it with two hands.
That's what we'd like to see. Okorafor is the player who's come on. He's the 17-year-old Nigerian coming through the NBA, the BAL Elevate program, the NBA Academy, of course. All of these youngsters getting a chance to shine on the big stage. And there's a big shot coming in, but it won't count, of course, because the whistle had already been blown.
Called for the double dribble, just carried the ball for a second, waiting for his options to come in, unforced error. And maybe they'll regret that a little bit later down the stretch. Gotta capitalize on all these mistakes.
Double, dribble, double, trouble, double, double. There's so much doubling upcoming, taking place here. It's that's the way we like it.
Out in the open court, Kasongo. And he's at the hot end. Joint top scorer alongside Almeida, 12 points. Kasongo for his part.
He didn't want to come down from there, did he?
Not at all.
Oh, there's Prakash. He's getting knocked off his feet. And the little battle that's taking place there is Ambanza, who hits the deck. He's the Canadian player, of course, who went to the University of Winnipeg. And in the Canadian Elite Basketball League, of course. He's getting knocked off his feet. They'll get possession back. 28 seconds left on the clock. A bit concerning for the coach, Nyege, of Cameroon's FAP. Yenge.
Last touch looks like it came off a fat player, and yes, it does. As Fuller gets that last touch.
Perfect operation, really, for Prakash. They've stirred things up and really created a bit of a stink here on the court, because look at them, they're all constantly trying to get themselves the point, and those 2 points are good as well, and they should Well, let's just come off the metal. 18-22, it still stands. FAP with a chance to get themselves, but the time... Well, it's the end of the quarter. I don't know what they were thinking, just not using the time to their advantage.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, after one period of action, we have the team from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Espoir Foukash, leading FAP of Cameroon 24-18 in Cairo. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, defensively, Espoir Foukash from the DRC really showing up.
I like to call it working hands and working feet. They are shifty. They are moving. They're very long. And their hands are just moving. I love what I'm seeing. They're forcing turnovers for the team that we thought would be the more experienced team. They are showing more poise than FAP at the moment and really playing their style of basketball. If they can keep this up for three more quarters, as we know, the first quarter is rarely an indication of how the game is going to be. If they can keep it up, you know, they're in good standing.
Prince Nesta, your thoughts on the first quarter of action?
Yeah, looks like a pretty good matchup. As I told you, this one was going to be a bit close. And, you know, FAP are slacking a little bit on defense, as you've mentioned. And, you know, Kasongo is just uncontrollable. No one can contain him. But anyway, great teams recover quickly from adversity. And let's wait and see how FAP will respond.
Maybe FAP needs to get some insights from Joel Embiid, Prince. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to block those shots and at the same time be dangerous offensively. They need some Embiid stuff in there.
I think they also got to get everyone else involved. You have from their side, they only have three players that have scored points, you know. And on the Foukash side, they have seven players that have buckets. So that's key. Swinging the ball around, yeah. Making sure everyone's touching the ball, making sure everyone's getting involved in the offense. Even though, as you mentioned, Bobo Kasongo Kasasa is on fire. Yeah. He has six other teammates that have points as well.
We're going to go back to the action now in Cairo.
Well, thank you very much for joining us once again here at the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo. This is day two of the Basketball Africa League, and we are just enjoying this big time. We've had a bit of a tussle already in the first quarter. It's 18 points for FAP, 24 for Espoir Foukash. It's the team from Cameroon, quarterfinalist last season in the opening edition of the BAL up against Espoir Foukash, debutants in the BAL season two.
Well, as far as that first quarter went, Robbie, the first 5 minutes certainly went the way of FAP, but the last five was all Espoir Foukash, and they open up with that lovely little shot on the baseline there, and it is Bobo now with two to open up the quarter.
There's an 8-point lead already. That's pretty impressive, to say the least. And they're turning things on. FAP have the experience of having played in this wonderful competition before as they go in search of more points. They're under a lot of pressure to actually drain those points and increase their tally on the scoreboards, but it's not happening just yet. There's a few issues there at the moment. They need to sort some things out.
Espoir Foukash are playing some really composed defense. They're not making any rash decisions on offense, not being rushed, and right now they are making all the right moves.
Fast and furious play as there's Glory Bobo now. He's getting nudged and taken out of the play. That's another foul. It's a second team foul already within 51 seconds for FAP. They hit five very early on in the first quarter. That will be a concern.
Iago pushing quickly and just forcing the foul. And it's, like you said, second team foul picked up.
Wow, that's a good little steal there and a great opportunity. Oh, that was a big foul. And that's foul number three. And look at that. That is, once again, a big concern because... Yeah, no, Foukash are just dominating at the moment. Just look at this, taken completely out.
Well, that was definitely the correct call. So referee had a look at the play and then called it unsportsmanlike and has scaled it up. So it's going to be two shots plus possession. And it didn't look like there was a real attempt on the ball. It looked like there was an intent to try and stop the dunk, but not in a way that was legal. And I think it was the right call. Just a tad bit aggressive.
Pierre Issoumi of Yaoundé, the 32-year-old.
And there we have more chances to pour in more points. Usher, have you been listening to what's been going on the bench for FAP? What's Francois Iyenge been saying? Because it's starting to move away. They're starting to increase their lead in a big way.
He's just saying they need to focus on their defense. Once they can play good defense, then they're able to stop Espoir Foucault, who are definitely enjoying a good run of scoring on the other side of the court. But it's a little bit tough for them right now. They're struggling. And like I said before, it is a physical game. Both teams are bringing good energy into the game. Let's see what Fab can, react to in this second quarter.
Thank you very much, Asha. And, they need to try and change their games and their tactics, because at the moment it is just it's flowing perfectly. I think the Foucault, we talk about getting in the slipstream queue, they are in the slipstream in a big way, but that's a big score as well. They needed to get some points, and Deshaun Moorman is the man who's just drained two.
But they really needed to just break that run, and now Moorman has another chance here with numbers.
Unable to score, unable to drop in, but they gain possession once again. Good chance for an easy three. An easy three. Threes aren't easy, but when they do go in, they look so easy. That just came off the metal, and it is 20-30. 10-point advantage. Foucault going for more from downtown, this time coming off the metal. And the defensive rebound is good. They pick up possession once again, Q.
Just a couple of scoreless possessions here for Espoir Foucault. Nothing too concerning, but for FAP, a chance to just make some inroads back into that double-digit lead.
The range was off in a big way there for Moorman. And Foucault once again picked the ball up. And it's Bob O'Neill gets the ball out. He's been on fire so far. This man, Kasongo, unable to drop in and find his triple. And they're picking the ball up. So FAP need to go on a run. And if they can score points like that, they'll be very, very happy. That's a fine effort there for Miss Sommet.
Nice work again. Just composure and body control to get the two inside the paint.
Well, just getting his fingertips to that, and Ayaga and picking up possession, and here are FAP. Well, it was a double block, but the foul was committed, and it was Kasongo who's at fault there, so we'll go to the free throw line. It will be a chance for FAP to turn things around a little bit and just reel in that lead.
Because Kasongo, I mean, great to work on the defensive end to challenge the shot, maybe a tad bit aggressive, and you see that acknowledging that perhaps just unintentionally got the face of Cedric Chang'e, so he get a chance to go to the free throw line.
This is exactly what Coach Francois was talking about. Play good defense, and then you can figure out what to do on the offensive side. And so far, it's working for them on the last two possessions.
They needed that, really. I mean, within the first few minutes, you've seen a big turnaround. It got to a point where they had a double-figure lead. Foucault now, just with an 8-point advantage, and that could be chopped down a little bit more as we see Kasongo just going to the bench. Nicely dropped in, perfectly delivered there from that man, Termiton Mwamba, 20 years of age, a former Mazembe player. That's a long range effort coming in, but it doesn't fall. And another foul. And this time it is Foucault. I think that it's Mwamba who picks up the foul.
Mwamba just a tad bit aggressive on the rebound, not willing to let it go, and made it really easy for Moorman to draw the foul.
See the body language of Francois Iyenge. Just calm down, calm down. Just say, keep control, but keep calm. There's no need to throw yourself in. This is a good spell. It's a good run, Kim, which is what you always talk about.
I don't want to keep going back to it, but basketball is a game of runs, and it's how you can weather those storms. And right now, it's still a very close game.
Well, there's another good block there, but they do keep possession, consolidating possession. Mwamba, a little bit of time, just around the outside, getting possession back. Shot clock going down. It's into the last 5 seconds. Needs to get it up. It comes off the glass, off the rim, and back out. And again, scoreless phase of play. Another charge, the aggressive drive through, but the foul has been committed once again. You can see that this time is Glory Bobo now. And is that foul number three, I think, for the team from the DRC?
It is foul number three for Espoir Foucault. Worrying. It's just 4 minutes gone in the second quarter.
Back to the free throw line, and it's going to be a telling factor. And you can see that both teams, again, I'm going to go back to that analogy, just two heavyweight fighters jabbing, because at this stage, there's very little to choose between the two, and the free throw line could ultimately become that difference.
Yeah, that might be the center stage, you know. It might be, it's not stage left, it's not stage right, it's center stage. That might be where the game will be won at the end of the day, because discipline playing an important part, or poor discipline, if you like. Look at that, it's been slapped out. But anyway, it was, they get possession, of course, FAP here. The communication between the players, some strong words between some of the FAP players.
Well, it's again, layup just gets by the defense and the ball on a downwards path as soon as it touches the backboard, and the defense comes in. It's got to be a goaltend. You can count the bucket, and you get a timeout called on the floor. Espoir Prakash playing some really great basketball here, and I suppose it's a surprise.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Espoir Prakash from the DRC leads FAP from Cameroon 32-25. We have just over 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Mukbil Yabaro, your thoughts on the action so far?
Prakash is really showing us a lot, man. They're showing us that they have what it takes to hang out with a veteran team like FAP. FAP is not going away. This game is nowhere near done. We're seeing both sides starting to get into their flow, into their rhythm. It's going to be an exciting rest of the quarter and second half for sure. This will be a close game throughout, I think.
I think you're right. Prince Nesta, what are your thoughts on the action so far?
Yeah, at some point it was a 12-point difference. And, you know, I kept on thinking possibly what could have gone wrong for FAP. But then again, they made quite some great defensive stops. And, you know, that has helped them glide back into the game and, you know, cut the difference. And they should take advantages of those free throws and continue attacking Fukashi's defense if they want to get back onto this one.
The players are walking back onto the court. So let's go back to the action now in Cairo.
FAP 25, Espoir Prakash of the Democratic Republic of Congo, 32, is attending events there for FAP that enabled Prakash to get a 7-point lead. It was down to 5 at one point, so they got some work to do, of course, FAP, because they started off quite brightly and moved into control in the early stages of the first quarter. Big battle in the paint there, Q. Bit of work to do to finish off this first half, but FAP will want to get themselves into that zone and try and get more possession.
I was literally about to talk about this man being on the bench, and Almeida was the hot hand in the first quarter and has been sitting for a while, and they've got him back out there, and that might have an impact on the offensive end for FAP.
There's a good chance for a mid-range two coming in for a moment, but it comes back off the metal, picked up once again by Almeida. Almeida leaving the ball for Ayaga. They got their A-listers on the court to after the small timeout there.
I like that drive by Ayaga on the breakdown. Read what the defense was giving him and liked his matchup, put it on the floor, crossed him over, and was able to get to the free throw line again. Ayaga is impacting the game slowly but surely, using his size and his presence and his athleticism at the rim. And it's going to be interesting. Got to keep an eye on him. Cameroon international. Ayaga is going to rely on some of that here down the stretch.
6-point lead. FAP trying to reduce the arrears. One more shot for this man here. Ayaga went through the BAL qualifiers with Manga Sports in Gabon before switching his allegiance over to FAP back home in Cameroon. And a wonderful African nation on the central, West Central Africa. Never get the chance to go, because it's a wonderful country to visit, I can promise you that. From Douala to Yaoundé into the wonderful national parks and that west coast and the Gulf of Guinea. That's a good chance for Chu. That's a wonderful drive. Very aggressive play. Really needed to score that, of course. Big statement there for FAP.
Like the leadership, like the read again. Another fast break point for FAP. Moment, right? Doing good work under the rim.
And they're just, oh, that's a wonderful pass. Look at that, straight underneath and in the paint. And then the score there from Kapongo. But beautiful pass, good vision.
Both teams so composed right now, and it's literally on a knife edge.
39-34, you can see the number of assists for Espoir Foukash, the number of those dynamic, those slick passes, the ones that we go, wow, look at that, where did that come from? How did he see that? Brilliant vision. And that's a wonderful drive and layup as well. Good score there coming in from that man, Mormon just out. Well, he's adding numbers to his stats and doing pretty well. He gets himself into double figures.
He's definitely had an impact, and they have numbers here on the fast break.
Ball comes out. Great chance, Almeida. Of course, he gets put past the two defenders. His attempt for a mid-shot, just a floater over the top, but it comes off the metal. The foul's been committed. And I think that is foul number five, team foul number five, I believe. Is that correct, Asher? I think
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Foul trouble for Espoir Foukash.
That man Byers gets called for the foul. Just late on it and right underneath.
Yeah. Free throw line, of course, coming to the fore once again. It's a three-point game. And when you see FAP just chewing away at that lead, you know, to try and sort of get it back and get themselves back into a good position. There's another change, another player coming off the bench. This time it's Jeremy Mandiangu who's going to come on and try and stir things up a little bit as that man there, Emmanuel Okorafor, goes off, the 17-year-old Nigerian.
And on the other side for FAP, Mormon looking in a bit of trouble.
It's an easy two, of course. A wonderful pass quickly up court to find Kapongo, who's been very strong and very, very slick and very present tonight in this opening encounter, giving the ball away. Foukash on the attack, into the paint. Ball comes out with the use of the players outside in position. Long-range shot from... Oh, it's a beautiful drop-in. A triple there down the right-hand side from that man, Raleigh Fula.
Lovely play. It's great ball movement, finding the open shooter in the corner. And Fula knocks down the long-range effort.
Ayaga waiting for support. He just finds it with that man. Esom picks the ball up. Any options there on the outside of the arc? It's been picked up. Mid-range shot. That shot clock's gone down. You've got to be careful. Less than 1 second to go, and it's all over. It's Espoir who get possession.
They're winning the smaller battles right now, Espoir Foukash, and just making their possessions count.
Like that, Q, like that. You are on cue every single time. That's a great score. You see Jeremy Mandiangu getting his first points of this encounter with 2:50 left on the clock.
Great work again coming from the defensive end.
He's an absolute delight, you know, charging through the paint. A very aggressive play, and Almeida working his magic, and a little bit of extra support play there from Ty J. Byers, who's getting his first minutes on court tonight.
Byers using a lot of that length. He stands at 2'11". Spent some time in the United States, obviously. At the Morgan State Bears, didn't put up really great numbers. They don't really tell you too much about his ability on the floor. 0.8 points, 2.8 rebounds. And there's a reason they have him here on the floor. You can't teach height, as they say. And that 2'11", another left-handed scorer for FAP.
Spent a bit of time in Mexico as well, didn't he, the American, in here? So be able to communicate with one of the three referees that we've got on the court tonight. And there he is. Byers getting his first points tonight. Big
7 rebounds.
33-40. And as you can see, well, they're on 5 team fouls now. Esplat Fukash needs to be a little bit careful, sitting on a 7-point lead, which is already a nice little cushion. It's very comfortable in the where they are going into the break. But there's an offensive foul, just a little charge, and
he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds, right?
Stepped out of the bounds, yeah.
So they pick up possession, FAP. There it is. You can see it from the replay. 8-point lead. And time running out, 2:27 left of this first half. And FAP taking the ball forward. You got Cedric Chungwe, former Manga player as well. Ball comes out and there's a chance to, well, it's a travel call there. And a couple of little errors that are seeping into the game. Here, it's not that great, is it?
Yeah, just unforced errors by both teams here as we get closer and closer to the final 2 minutes. And right about now, you want to emphasize execution and try and maximize each possession. And they got to do that just to close out the half in style.
Well, that's just a giveaway. That isn't a great chance for a layup for two. And it's been dropped in. Perfect. Scored out from Pierre Assouman. He just said, I'll take that. That's a freebie for me. And, I'll just find the bucket big time.
And he found it because of the ability to read the pass coming into the passing lane.
Good work, good passing, a little bit of space. And there's a chance for a big score from down the left-hand side. Well, there's the travel call there. Was it? They get possession back as we've got 1:45 left on the clock.
They do all the hard work. That was a great read, anticipating the pass from Almeida. And that's just so much anticipation and then rewarding himself by getting the easy two-handed, or rather left-hand layup.
And a couple of changes that are taking place for the FAP bench with Francois Ayenge just making that call, trying to get some key points. Oh, Almeida just missing completely. His range looks up in the air. He's very frustrated there, isn't he?
Well, it's gone a little bit off the boil. Almeida spent a long time on the bench, come back in, and has just looked a step behind the play.
Worked very well done by Mwamba, you know, showing a great experience and great ability to understand that he was being followed by two players, but they get possession back, FAP, and a chance to get a three-pointer. Here's Almeida. Almeida with a wonderful three-pointer. And that is a big score with 1:15 left on the clock. It's 38 points for FAP, 41 for Fukash. And just a three-point game. Long-range effort there coming in. Doesn't find its range from Kasongo.
Almeida is looking for it here for FAP.
Well, they could get a three-pointer. Oh, that's a wild pass, and that's not a good one. Almeida was just darting down that right flank, but it wasn't the right pass, was it? Coming in just a little bit too hard from Akumenzo.
Well, he has all five of FAP's long-range shots, and that was him in the short corner again, wide open. And at this stage, I think you've got to start changing your coverages around this long-range shooting for someone else to take the shots from the outside.
It's a bit of a topsy-turvy little encounter to get us get day two off the ground. Very exciting, and an enthralling encounter between two teams who are basically showing us what they're capable of doing. This is going to be a very interesting Nile conference here. Second conference, of course, in season two after the one in Dakar, which was riveting in itself. 38-41, and over 30 seconds to go.
Again, had an opportunity for a 2-for-1. I don't think they're going to go too early in the shot clock. They do go.
The mid-range shot, not good enough, but excellent rebound coverage from Ayaga. And that's it's 40 points for FAP, 41 for Espoir, who gets the last call at the end of this first half.
Fukash should hold for this last shot, Robbie.
Of course. Few seconds remaining. The ball comes out. A good opportunity here. And it's a three-shot attempt there. It comes to nothing. They got a chance. Oh, there's not enough time on the clock. So it will be Espoir Fukash who have the lead going into the locker room after the first half of this opening encounter.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. I'm joined in studio by Mukbil Yabaro. Also, we have Prince Nesta, who loves to speak the language of hoops. Halftime in Cairo, Espoir Foucault making its debut in the Basketball Africa League, leads by 1 point over FAP from Cameroon, 41-40 at the half. Mukbil, very entertaining contest so far.
Very much so from both sides. Espoir Foucault was really playing amazing in the entirety of the second quarter, except for maybe the last 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. They feel like they just kind of, I don't even know what the word for it would be, but they had leads as large as 12 points, and everything just came crashing down. It's as if FAP kind of just found their groove towards the end, and they were able to cut down this lead to a mere 1 point. They have all the momentum with them going into the third quarter. Hopefully, Foucault is able to, you know, revisit what it is that they were doing correct in the first quarter and majority of the second quarter, and kind of get that back. I've seen a lot of really bad looking shots from Kabongo, who is their leading scorer. I don't know what it is that he was thinking.
Yeah, some of those shots were a bit wild. Prince Nesta, your thoughts on the first half of action?
Yeah, first I gotta thank you, Sonny, since you're adding me another language onto the list that I speak already. You know, I'm pretty sure you know English is my fourth language, and so you know, if you add me the language of hoops, that's gonna be the ninth language.
multilingual,
amazing.
That's the sound. Yeah, fantastic matchup. It's like a tug of war, push pull.
I like that. I like that tug of war. Yes.
Yep. And, you know, chess is the name of the game. If you could see, especially from, I was watching Kinley, the FAP coach, what he was doing. He was rotating these players. And, you know, Foucault is depending pretty much on Kasongo. And once FAP managed how to, realize how to contain him, all of a sudden, the team crumbled. And, you know, hence you. That's why FAP are actually coming back and making all sort of defensive stops. And, you know, they're becoming a little bit dangerous on the offense. And so I would say turnovers has also messed up Foucault, because it has enabled FAP to come back into this game. But Almeida is still proving to be a big player for FAP, since some of the three-point plays, especially at this stage of the tournament, three-point plays always wins games, and that's what's really helping them. But kudos, you know, to FAP. As for Foucault, you know, they're asking for trouble. And if they trouble, FAP is going to give them to them in a double.
I like that.
Another language he speaks is rhyme. The language of rhyme.
Mukbil, taking a look at the halftime statistics, any numbers kind of jump out at you at this point, or?
Honestly, before we jump into those numbers, I think for me, the main guy who really helped move this FAP team to cut this lead down for me was Mormon.
The American player,
yes. Mormon Deshaun Lamar. And he has about 10 points, but it's not always about the points. It's also about, like, when he scored those points. Those points came in crucial times. He really was able to break down the defense when the team didn't have much offense going on. He was able to go through the defense and kind of just give his team that little bit of a boost and that morale that they needed. Although he's not the leading scorer, and Joel Almes is. Almes has 15 points, but he had 12 points in the very first few minutes of the first quarter. He's been very quiet since. He scored a three-pointer, an open three-pointer late in the second quarter, but that was because their movement and their flow, their game got better. What Foucault need to go back to doing is they need to get back to their flow and their rhythm. When they had their ball movement going along, our guy, Kasanga Kasasa, he was able to do what he needed to do in order to get these open shots. I feel like now, as Prince said, you know, that's our local boy. You know, he was able to do what he did, but I don't know. It's starting to prove a little bit too much for him.
I used the word jitters a little bit in terms of Cobra Sport yesterday. I don't see jitters from Foucault. They're coming to play.
Yeah, no, I think they're ready to play. It's just that FAP's experience and their coaching has been able to weather the storm. Once that lead got to 12 points, it could have been downhill.
Yes.
You know, once you get to those type of numbers, it's scary. It could be 20 points all and that's all she wrote. But luckily for them, their coaching staff was there, and they do have these veteran players that were able to kind of weather the storm, and they've brought it right back. They have all the momentum right now.
One-point game. If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, you're listening to special VOA coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022, the second season of Africa's premier men's basketball league. I'm Sonny Young. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo leading FAP of Cameroon by 1 point, 41-40. We're at halftime. Prince Nesta, I think we're going to see a close game. Do you think it's going to be close the rest of the second half?
Yes, it's going to be close, but only if Foukash does one thing, slow down the game. Because what's happening is that FAP wants to rush them so that they can make mistakes. You know, the more they are rushed, the more mistakes are realized that they are making. So they need to slow down the game a little bit, study the game, and, you know, change pace when needs be, you know. They also should improve on their defense, because so far they're just letting in. I mean, FAP is attacking their defense and, you know, making them Foukash players have lots of fouls. They should avoid fouling, because that's really going to cost them, especially towards the end when, you know, a lot of players are going to be getting, you know, the five fouls, and they're going to be evicted out of the game. So they should also communicate, and, you know, they have done sort of selfless passing. I really like that, especially in the first and second, for the most part of the second quarter. But, you know, they should consider continuing to do that, because then what happens is that it confuses, you know, the FAP team. Who's going to shoot? Who's going to do what? Who's going to do this and that? Because that's how FAP is actually coming up. You know, they find Almeida in those spaces where he's alone and he can shoot, and a couple of those plays. So those are some of the things that I think they should work on. And, you know, the coach should also rest a couple of these players.
Mukbil, points in the paint. That's one stat that kind of jumps out at me. Mm-hmm. Right now, Foukash, 24 points in the paint. What does that mean? Basically, points near the basket in Cairo. Yep. And points in the paint for FAP, only 12.
Absolutely. Just to go exactly on what Prince was saying, if you even look at their fast break points, FAP has 22 points for their fast break points, and Foukash only has 15. And as Sonny just mentioned, 24 points in the paint for Foukash to the 12, which is basically they have two times as many points in the paint as FAP does. So what does that mean? That means that they have to go back to what was working for them. Go be physical. They're a very long team. They're a very athletic team. Stop settling for the jumpers on the outside when you don't need to. You know, you need to go into the basket. You got to go into the paint. Make them feel you, and go to the free throw line. Another thing is second chance points for FAP, 8 points. Second chance points for Foukash, 4 points. So it just goes to show you that they're both not really doing too much on that end. Points from turnovers, 13 points for Foukash and 8 points for FAP, meaning that, you know, they were playing really good defense. If we really look back, majority of the first quarter and a lot of the second quarter, Foukash, we were talking about working hands. They were moving really well. They were playing amazing defense, but they got exhausted. They got tired. Mm. Maybe their coaching is we're starting to see the shift in what the coaches are doing now, right? If you get more of their players involved, give them a little bit of a rest so they can come back and play that defense that we know Foukash can play. Maybe that'll be the difference in the second half.
Mukbil, on Saturday, we saw a female referee from Botswana, Dorothy Okatch, on the floor in Zamalek's 80-63 victory over Cobra Sport. And Prince Nesta, I am pleased to report that in Cairo, during this first half of action, we have an official from Mexico, Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales, and I will say, hola, Prince, hola. I do speak un poco, a little bit of Spanish.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah, that's great, Sonny. You know, they always say, what's the name of the people who can speak three languages?
Trilinguals?
How about two?
Bilinguals?
How about one?
Unilingual?
American.
You yeah, got me so... there, Prince. You got me there.
This guy is good. Prince is good. I was stumped on that one.
You got me there, Prince.
I'm really impressed by, you know, Sonny's escapades. But for sure, referee Hortensia Sanchez is really, you know, doing great, keeping up with the action, you know, while officiating this game. And, you know, she's quite experienced, actually. You know, she's refereed in the summer leagues. And, you know, she's also been a referee officiating in some of the Olympic qualifying tournaments. You know, so she knows her stuff and, you know, it's really great and incredible. I also saw during the Sahara Conference, there's actually a female referee from Egypt, if I'm not wrong. And she really played a crucial part. But as far as that tournament is concerned, just goes on to show you how this gender equality, gender diversity, you know, is being taken into factor and consideration as far as this particular tournament, especially in Africa, is concerned, which can be a bit patriarchal sometimes. And, you know, this is just great. And I really encourage it because there are lots of people who are actually, you know, watching these tournaments. And, you know, these are some of the things that they are looking at. And it goes a long way to, you know, inspire especially the women from Africa to be great in what they do.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Prince. And Mukbil, also another little sidebar story. The players in Cairo all wearing jerseys with the logo Visit Rwanda.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a nice lead-in to the playoffs next month.
Right. Having had the entire tournament in Rwanda last year, coming off of the COVID season, they did such a great job. And I'm really, really excited to see how they've been able to elevate it, because they had the experience of having the entire tournament there last year, having the playoffs at their home stadium in Rwanda, in Kigali, is going to be exciting. As we know, in the past couple of years, Rwanda has done an amazing job in just promoting its country and everything that they're doing. So kudos to them. Kudos to our Rwandan folks. Having had the team come out of the other conference as well.
Rwanda
Energy Group doing phenomenal things. So it's going to be exciting to see how well they play in the playoffs as well in their hometown with their crowd. It's going to be awesome.
And Prince Nesta, some final thoughts before we go back to the action in Cairo.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with what Mukbil has said. And Visit Rwanda is actually one of the logos in my favorite team. Arsenal also puts on jerseys.
Okay.
Visit Rwanda. So it's a great marketing strategy for, you know, Rwanda and President Paul Kagame, who really is a great Arsenal supporter and invests a lot as far as, you know, sports is concerned. Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting matchup second half. Let's wait and see what he has to offer. Both teams should avoid turnovers. And, you know, they should continue attacking each other's defenses. Because the more you continue to attack, the more you get rewarded.
Absolutely.
Well, Prince Nesta, we'll be back with you post-game. Mukbil Yabaro. Want to give a shout-out for Mr. Chang. Mr. Chang working the boards here in Studio 3 this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chang, for your technical expertise. I'm Sonny Young. We're getting ready for the second half of action in Cairo between FAP of Cameroon and Espoir Foucache. Espoir Foucache making its debut. They lead by 1 point, 41-40. The players are huddled up, and they have broken their huddle. They're coming back out on the court. So let's go to Cairo for the action.
Okay, fans, it's time. second half. Game on!
Yep.
You know, just because you happen to be on...
FAP of Cameroon in action here, trying to find some points, and they manage to, they don't get the points there, but 14-41 is the scoreline here. Going into the third quarter, Espoir Foucache of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is their opening game of the Basketball Africa League. We're absolutely loving it here, and it's been a frenetic start to this competition already. Zamalek victorious last night, second game here now. And look at this, Q is my man next to me, Usher's with me, we're all here, the whole crew, and that is a big long-range shot that comes off the metal. Q, it's your time.
There's just so much happening. There's very little to choose between these two teams. And gotta look out for, you know, just what adjustments were made at halftime. And I suspect that there'll be an increased coverage on the three-point shot. And we'll see if FAP can break down this really great Bukash defense.
There's Morland trying to drop in for a pair of points there. But you can see that there was, they'll get possession back.
That's a bit worrying for Espoir Foucache. Kasongo with his third foul very early on in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think, Usher, thanks. And, I honestly think that you've got to be really careful with their discipline, of course. You know, it's something that you really don't want to see. The team fouls just coming in. They were reining in, weren't they, in a big way. There's another fall just slipping over. He was on the ground at that point, wasn't he, Rolly Fuller?
He was definitely on the ground, and the pass was great. It's just, I think what we are seeing is a different emphasis here from FAP. They pounded the ball inside, and Almeida going through the contact, and clumsy fall to the ground. Ayaga get another opportunity at the free throw line. He's been pretty good, 6 of 6, 100% from out there, and we want to keep that going here in the second half.
FAP of now restored parity. Just over a minute into the third quarter, and they get a chance to move ahead for the first time in quite a long time. In fact, that second quarter was all about Foucache, and now it's that man who is playing a pivotal role for FAP, Ayaga. And just look at this. It's just back-to-back fouls. This is not good for Foucache. They need to be very careful.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of danger time, and got to come out in the third quarter with intent, and we've seen the importance of the third quarter out in the Sahara Conference and a couple of those games. Got to start well coming into the second half.
And I think that's Shungu's third foul as well. So there's three players with three fouls now. Not ideal for Espoir Foucache. Here is FAP trying to go for, it was a wild. The arms went up in the air there for Morland. He's going, whoa, how did that happen? Well, it happened. Losing possession, Foucache. We're all level at 41 points apiece. The uptown shot there, just not finding its range, bouncing off, and it will be FAP who pick up possession.
Both teams have got to tighten up execution here at the start of the third.
Good opportunity for three. It's a beautiful score that came, and there was a big, big score there from Deshaun Morland, who's doing the damage once again and showing us what he's capable of doing.
A nice make by Morman was wide open. 13 points now he's managed to accumulate, and that's his first one from outside.
FAP with a three-point lead. And another foul that's been committed. Foul number four for Espoir Foucache. That's serious. Serious trouble. This is just under 8 minutes. It was a reverse scenario for FAP. The discipline a lot better for FAP this time at the start of the third quarter.
Damitong just putting a hand out and committing the foul on Almeida. And this is an experienced team. FAP will take advantage of this foul count.
Oh, they didn't make the quarterfinals for... In the in the first edition of the BAL for nothing, did they? Good opportunity. Oh, he just came through and got in the way. And he's absolutely livid with that call, Kasongo, because that means it's foul number four. And he's claiming that he didn't make any contact. We'll see this on the replay. Look there, Q.
Well, they're going to have a look at it on the replay as well. And the referee's going to go and confirm exactly what happened, triggering the instant replay system. And it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, because it is a big moment in the game, Robbie.
Absolutely. And I think that, well, you can see the discussions taking place there. And it's Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales of Mexico going over and trying to and checking out the replay there to assess the situation. Big call. If he gets four fouls, then that's going to prove to be a thorn in their side going in the early stages of the third quarter.
And it's not only the foul call, it's also the fact that he was in the act of shooting. So he'll go to the line and shoot three.
Yeah, and we're gonna catch up with Usher. Usher, your thoughts on this? Is a little bit problematic for a team who are playing in their first BAL?
It's a tough call there, but a big moment also for Hortensia, who is also the crew chief, has a lot of experience in the NBA G League that she's bringing to the BAL. And she's helped by Mbaye Sey from Senegal. And there it is. She's about to tell us what her final decision is.
And it's just being determined now. Let's see what the call is. She's seen the replay. She's assessed the situation. And it is a foul. You can see the six has gone up, of course, and we know it's that man there, Bobo Kasongo, the 31-year-old, who's a very important member of this Fukash team, picks up foul number four.
Yeah, leading scorer, Kasongo, with his 14 points now, fourth foul, and also importantly, a chance at the free throw line for Jack Kapongo.
And there's clarification there from Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales with that man Kasongo, just to explain. And, you know, if there was contact, there was contact. You see the replay, you've seen it. It's a done deal, right?
And he actually had just signaled to Haun the possession prior to that, saying that I recognize, yes, I fouled. And that was his third foul. And it's four now. Tough call for Raven Mwimba, the coach of Espoir Fukash. Former player of the Democratic Republic of Congo, is bringing immense experience to this team and the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Asher. And, you know, they're going to have to lean on Rolly Fuller. We know one of the experienced players. Of course, he was the MVP playing against AS Police of Mali in the qualification round, which enabled them to get where they are. And he played, I mean, he's a very inspirational player. They need to lean on a player like him to get themselves those points, to get themselves the leadership that they had with that man, Kasongo, on court.
Yeah, they're going to have to find alternative sources of scoring and inspiration on the floor. And again, a couple more possessions that have been tight. And you can see the desire, the hustle play. Mormon on the floor. A whole bunch of players come in. And even coaches have got to get involved. Six-point game. It's poised on a knife edge.
Let's hope that it's not as complicated as finding the source of the Nile back in the 15th century, you know. there are solutions out there, definitely solutions. But the problem is that when you make errors like that, that's when you know that things are not going right. They've got to turn things around here, Q, in a big way.
It's almost an inexcusable mistake, that 8-second violation. Got to be aware of game clock and game situation, turnover made.
And the focus, it's all about the focus, you know. It's a big game, of course, you know, just knowing this is not Zamalek. Zamalek have the home advantage. They might be deemed as the favourites. All of the teams that are participating in this MAL conference are capable of qualifying. Just remember that. They're here for a reason. And there's another foul. And I'm just trying to see who picked that up, because it might be, I think it's Mpaka, isn't it, who's got his third foul for Fukash.
It is his third foul, indeed.
Foul starting to pile up now, and it's going to get to a stage where foul management is going to become part of the Espoir Fukash DNA, because keeping players on the floor and rotating them, looking at their foul count. Meanwhile, FAP continue to knock down free throws. and punish from the free throw line.
Just remember, Q, foul frenzy will give you nightmares at night, okay? It's as simple as that, and we know that. Misses the second, but you can see there's a seven-point lead now for FAB. The experience of them playing in the BAL in the first season has basically given them a little step up because they know how to deal with these situations. They also need to... There's a call they're going against. You know, it's everything's going against them. Surely they've got to call a timeout pretty soon, you know, to just get themselves reset. They need to reorganize themselves.
Yeah, they've taken a step back starting out this third quarter. Only a single point scored by Espoir Fokash, and FAP have just been grinding it out possession by possession.
Wang Mele getting the ball out into the hands of Chang Wei. It's a long-range shot that comes back off the metal. This could be a moment. That support pass has been picked up straight away. The mid-range shot. Luckily for Fukas, they don't get it. For that man, Mormon could have extended his tally, but didn't. And again, losing possession. That shouldn't be like that. A great opportunity to try and get the two, and the two have dropped perfectly there. The same Cedric Changwei does get his score.
It's like they've switched their roles coming out here in the second half because... FAP are doing all the great work on defense.
Oh, bring it on. How about that for a big score? Needed that, and that was so important for them. It's Ben Lunga, the man that just 20 years of age, dropping in for a three-pointer. That's basically given them a little bit of light when they were going through a difficult stretch.
First field goal of the third quarter, and it was contested. It was a tough shot. Ilunga, with the big man coming out, rips the net from long range.
That was massive, wasn't it? It was massive. It was like a sort of, you know, dropping it in from, you know, it came out of the sky. In she goes. It's a 50-point to 44 scenario here. 6 points, 6 minutes left on the clock with a 7 seconds.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we're in the third quarter, about 6 minutes left. FAP from Cameroon leads 50-44 over Espoir Fukash. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Prince, do you think FAP is taking control of this contest?
Yeah, looks like it, Sonny. I mean, as I said earlier on, you know, great teams actually always show themselves or prove themselves on their way back to recovery. So they recover quickly from adversity. And so, you know, FAP is one of those teams, especially in this match, they're showing that, you know, they can really pull off a win. Fukash needs to keep it going, though. They should not surrender at all. They should continue scoring. What a fantastic three-point play, though.
Mm-hmm. Mukbil, what do you think of the action so far?
I'm really liking it. It seems as though exactly what we said is happening. The team that comes out with the more ferocity, that really wants it, third quarters usually are what make the game, and FAP's really coming to get it. And I'm really enjoying Mormon Deshaun's game. He's really showing us that he is a floor general, and he has about 13 points at the moment. He's really making his presence felt in this game.
We talked earlier about that player index or plus-minus rating, and Mormon, the player Mukbil just mentioned, he's got an index of 12, so he's got one of the higher ratings in this game. And the players are back out on the court, so let's go back to Cairo for the action.
FAP and the DRC's Espoir Fukash, of course, Democratic Republic of Congo. We've also got Congo Brazzaville, which borders, it's the other side of the beautiful Congo River, which is the lifeline of the Congo rainforests, of course, in Central Africa, as we see Fukash trying to dart around and try and find a way through. Very complicated, picked up. He's got loads of time. Almeida drops it in for three. That is a score. That is a triple, and a very important triple. Nearly snatches the ball as well.
Long range assertion. Almeida continues to pile on the points from the perimeter, and both teams good defensive possessions, but it was Almeida who basically put an exclamation mark on it with that long range three.
That's a sumptuous attacking. And using those crucial minutes on court and scoring.
He's having a great quarter as Changwe, and they've gone to him, able to create some of the offense. He's got 7 points.
And we're going to go to Usher, because I know that Usher's been, she's been spying down there at Fukash and finding out what's going on. Usher, please give us something.
Well, the coach, Raven Mwemba, is emphasizing on how much they need to play as a team. He feels that they've been individualistic in everything they've been doing since the third quarter started. And he's emphasizing, let's play defense, let's play together, communicate. Let's see if they'll execute on this possession on defense.
Chris Abaka with his fourth fouls. That's two players with four fouls with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thanks very much for that, Usher. Vital information, of course. Play as a team. You know, work together, communicate. It's not rocket science, is it, Q?
Not at all, and I think it's a good call. Just increase the ability or the team's ability to score by giving up a good shot for a great shot.
The drive, but you're just driving into no man's land. Too much traffic there and a good opportunity. Oh, a bit of a slip there. And FAP getting the ball out. Loads of time for a big three. Comes off the metal, and it's been retrieved there by Fukash. And they get the ball back, in fact, as he's down on the ground. I mean, let's hope that that's holding the left ankle. That is not good for that man at Mormon, who's been, well, very important for FAP tonight.
Mormon on that drive, I'm not sure if he stepped on a foot or not, but I did see the left ankle just shivered a little bit. And
well, the team doctor is having a see at it, trying to provide first aid.
And it was strange, it was his right foot that he actually trod on a player's foot, and then afterwards he's holding his left ankle. So I don't know.
It is his left ankle. He's left the court hoping on his
right foot. Oh, look at this,
right,
the left
foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Good shot. Okay. Thanks to the team who've managed to, freeze.
Capture that moment.
Yeah, freeze it and let us see exactly what it's like. But well, let's hope that it's not too serious, of course. That wouldn't be a good thing.
No, he's going to play a big role for FAP, especially later on in this conference play, and he's been outstanding for them so far.
There's Essam with a try, with an attempt at three. They get the ball back. It's Changwei. Essam again, back out to Almeida. Almeida, well, he knows how to get rid of defenders, and he does it so well on that occasion, and able to produce the points from mid-range. And Fukash picking the possession up. They need to get some points on the scoreboard, and they need to get it quickly. Good offensive rebound. Get rid of the defender. Almeida taken out of the equation. It's a long-range shot. It's gone right over the top, and that's not ideal for Bourbonnel.
They've just lost their rhythm right now. It's for Fukash. They got a good shot on the first possession and got the second chance opportunity, but were not able to convert.
You know, you have to nail those points. You have to get those points on the scoreboard, because otherwise you've got a team who've got experience. He's trying so hard. You know, he's rising up to try and get himself a little bit of light around Alexis Wangmene. But he's a very strong player, isn't he? And gets himself the chance to drop a couple of points in from the free throw line.
Well, they certainly brought him in for his size, Wangmene, because he's got this great G League experience that he brings, especially inside the paint, and it's got to be his ability to rebound and play physically inside there.
Well, just a quick update from here. Deshaun has been able to walk on his left foot as they try to observe the progress there. Still trying to see if they can apply some ice. I'll keep you updated, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Usher. That's fantastic. And Wangmene, you talked about it. He's a former Longhorn, Texas Longhorn. And of course, lots of amazing players who've been a Longhorn, who've gone on to have incredible careers. Look at this wonderful passing in the paint, and able to finish off their move, 55-44. And it's a big lead for FAP. They need to exploit that and sit on that. 2:46 left on the clock. The ball comes out. Almeida, loads of time. But his shot just not falling. But look at that. It's really good, isn't it? And that basically underlines his importance in this team. Wangmene.
The block on the defensive end for FAP. And that was Iaga. And coming back on the other end, talking about Wangmene, but here, again, just look at the anticipation on the defensive end Iago has been pretty great. His 9 points, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. And you can count the block shot there to that stat sheet as well. And we go back to Wang Mene. You were talking about it, Robbie, his physical presence inside the paint. And you just see it. He's a big body that you struggle to keep out of that painted area.
He's big enough to block out the lights. I mean, you know, we are talking about, you know, a big bulky player who's capable of making his mark. Every team needs one. He's their man. 58-44.
Stands at 204, 102 kilograms. And big body, big frame indeed.
You know, he was actually spotted for a Basketball Without Borders camp back in the day as they try and get some points again, but they're unable to do anything. That will be a foul, and the foul was committed there by Cedric Tshangwe. So it just goes to show, you know, he's 33 years of age. He got spotted at a camp, a BWB camp, and then got this wonderful career, and now he's coming back to offer himself as a key component in the FAP's bid to try and go a little bit further, or in fact all the way in the second season here.
They do love him out there in Houston, Texas, because that's where a lot of where his career was. Spent time with the Austin Spurs in the Development League, and then when it became the G League, and he came from the G League here to come and try and lend his expertise to this FAP team.
Q, knowledge is power.
It sure is.
And you've got it. Another foul. You can see there's contact on the wrist there as he went up for the shot. And five team fouls there for Fukash, which hasn't changed. Three for FAP now. And a 14-point lead. It's a big lead, isn't it? But it's up to Fukash to get back into this.
When they look at the stat sheet, Fukash 5 of 5 from the free throw line. But what they've done is they've allowed FAP to get to that free throw line and astonishing 26 times.
What a block. Almeida in for three. Comes off the metal as a chance to try and get possession back. There's a 3-on-2 here of all the control, just letting him down. And they dispossessed is Ben Lunga, unable to keep his hands on that ball.
Another defensive play, and that's just, again, slightly behind, but athleticism allows him to come on over and the chase down block. And defense has certainly been the calling card for FAP. Except here, Cedric Esome playing his role.
Now Ulrich Jomche coming on, the 16-year-old. He is 6'9", and he's come through the NBA. The BAL Elevate program, NBA Academy, of course. It's working hand in hand to try and groom and create these wonderful players, which it already has, of course. It's a great success story for these youngsters. And look at the size of this guy. Great prospect, really, really great future ahead of him.
We've seen some really big bodies come through this Elevate program, and they do help in the forward position. It shows that the selection criteria and the processes that they go by trying to create and build the basketball on the continent is working, and this is another great example of that, and hopefully he'll be able to add some value to his team here.
It's all about opportunities, isn't it, Usher?
Yes, it is about the opportunities. We've already seen some good names. We keep talking about Babacar Sané, who played for Duke of Senegal. And obviously Mbaye from Slack of Guinea, who did an incredible job helping them qualify for the playoffs next month in Kigali. Yeah,
and the list is very long, and you know, it's great because these are just prospects, not just on the basketball court, but for in their life. And you know, it's not just about basketball, it's about the bigger picture. Wonderful opportunities.
It's so much more, and I'm going to say it one more time. It's about the club culture, playing alongside professionals, understanding what a career could look like, playing for a specific team. And you learn it on the premier platform for basketball on the continent at the Basketball Africa League in some really great professional environments.
1:21 left on the clock, and FAP just in cruise control. Jomche with a chance to get his shot in. It's a little bit short on that occasion for the 16-year-old.
He's being allowed some freedom. Is Jomche any defense again for FAP?
And it's an easy score, isn't it? You can see Cyril Yale, the 29-year-old from Yaoundé.
It's been a a forgetful a third quarter that Espoir Foucault will just want to forget and hopefully just come out of that timeout or third quarter break and improve on their performance.
It's a little bit of a fumble there, finally picked up by FAP. Everybody's not getting their hands on the ball for a moment. A big drive through the middle, and it's a wonderful, wonderful layup. Just there, Essam with the soft touch and the 2 points. And now it's a 16-point lead here for the team from Cameroon.
They've held Foucault to 5 points in this quarter. It's been tough going.
But what a brilliant score that was, and it was about time. They need to get it. Jonathan Shimbao is the man who managed to get his first points tonight.
The captain on the floor, and he's going to try and floor lead the best way that he can.
Long-range shot coming in, another three-point attempt. This time the triple doesn't fall, and it's picked up by Foucault, and, well, just coming off his feet there, Chomchek. So,
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. After three periods of play in Cairo, FAP of Cameroon leads Espoir Foucault from the Democratic Republic of Congo by 14 points, 62-48. FAP with a comfortable 14-point lead. For some analysis, I'm joined by super producer Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, I don't think I'm going to have to eat crow this evening. I don't think it's going to happen.
Man, FAP has really turned it up in the third quarter, leading by their two main guys at the moment, Mormon Deshaun and Joel Freitas. We've seen these two basically trading buckets. They're the only two players that are in double digits for FAP, but everyone else is getting involved. We have players such as Cedric with 7. Another Pierre Cedric also has another 6. We got Bryce Diande with 9. So we have quite a few people on the FAP squad that are really getting involved, moving the ball really well. And like we said, they figured out how to stop our boy Bobo Kasongo with 14 points. He's the only one on the Espoir Foucault side with double digits. Other than that, it's been quiet.
Prince Nesta, Bobo Kasongo also has the dunk of the game. But when you're down by 14 points, I don't know if that's an award you can covet.
No, really. You know, the Cameroonians have been able to stop Lingala music from playing in Congolese. but, you know, Mukbil mentioned Deshaun Lamar, a great player, and, you know, there's some interesting statistics about him. Not really statistics, but, you know, he was born in Richmond, Virginia, and he went to high school in Coolidge High School in Washington, D.C., and he's played for a couple of colleges, but the one college that he last played in is one that is not very far from you all. That's Towson, yep. Towson College.
Mm-hmm. Near Baltimore, I believe, Prince Nesta. Yeah.
Absolutely, Towson near Baltimore, which is fantastic. Great player, but, you know, he's gotten that injury. Hopefully, it's not going to affect his performance.
Well, we're going to go back to the action now, Prince. At the start of the fourth quarter, FAP of Cameroon leads Foucault 62-48. Let's go back to Cairo.
Are the attempts from the free throw line, and that is where FAP have taken the most advantage, because they've gone to the free throw line 26 times and converted it at 65%.
Foucault really need to get some points. They really need to find that confidence. The confidence that elements will change their mindset. The mindset needs to be sorted. Usher, did you manage to listen in to any of the team talks from the coaches with the players just a couple of moments ago? I'm sure that you did because you're everywhere.
Yes, I did, but I'm just going to quickly give you an injury update. Deshaun Lamar Moman has been worked on, I should say. He's being given some first aid, and it's a grade one injury to his left ankle. There's been a question to the coach, Francois Enyagi, whether he wants him to come back onto the floor or rest for the rest of this game, and the decision is he'll be back.
He's coming back. He's a miracle man, and it's going to be great to have him back on the court. Mormon, of course, a little bit of strapping. You know, these kids, they can get away. They're made of elastic, right, Q?
And he also emphasizes the importance of a win. Every single win in a conference matters, and picking up wins in the Basketball Africa League is tough going, as we've seen.
going for a three-pointer here. It's a long-range effort. There's a good rebound. A little bit of traffic there, and the pass is not good. It's been picked up, and a good chance for the captain, who does really well. There's the tip in there, and, really strong drive through there coming in from Etienne Tamatong.
It was his anticipation on the defensive end, reading the passing lane and then going at the chest of the defender. And the whistle comes again. And another chance for FAPF at the free throw line.
FAP just trying to work their magic, get themselves that big lead once again.
Tamatong had averaged about 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.8 assists in the 2021 campaign. And shot 80% from the free throw line.
Taking the ball up, Mwamba. Now, of course, we'll have Songo come on at 1 point, and that's going to be an important moment. Around the back attempt at a pass wasn't the right move, and struggling to control. That's a very good ball that comes back to Chomche. Chomche under a little bit of pressure, does really well. Good strength that enables him to get his pass back out. And to Esome. Long-range shot coming off the metal, and it's been retrieved. Really good work. Don't make a wild pass. Fukash consolidating possession as they take it forward once again with Mwamba. Just calming things down for a moment.
They've had 20 turnovers, have Espoir Fukash, and that number won't win you too many basketball games.
Now the attempt by the 20-year-old Arsene Mwamba, unable to drop in the two to just reduce the arrears. Drive down into the corner. It's not a brilliant pass. It gives them opportunity to try and attack and push forward. But once again, they win the ball back. FAP, long-range effort here from out wide. And it is absolutely sensational there. Tamatong is the man, dropping in for three, 67-50.
Big-time shot, because that could have swung the game a little bit on that steal. And timely turnover turns into a three-point shot from the outside. And every time Espoir Fukash threatened, there's an answer from FAP.
Yeah, and that's just underlining their experience in this competition and playing international basketball, of course, as we see Emmanuel Shungu down on the ground. Just got swatted down by Ulrich Chomche, the 16-year-old giant, who's trying to make his mark defensively, showing what he's capable of doing. But obviously, Shungu down on the ground. Let's hope that we haven't got a second injury that's too bad.
Take a little bit of time, but it doesn't look like it's too serious. But we will wait and allow the medical team to assess. But he gets to the floor, or he gets back to his feet gingerly. And we'll take a walk, a nice baseline spin, and then just hard contact. Chomche coming in from behind it. And that was the steal that turned into the open three-pointer. And it's been some really great defensive work by FAP. Tamatong wide open, knocked down the jumper.
Got Jack Kapongo, who's come on, and they're playing his first minutes of this encounter with 7:45 left on the clock. The first shot's good. It's dropped in there by Emmanuel Okorafor, who is the 17-year-old Nigerian. Again, getting minutes on the court, valuable minutes, just like Ulrich Chomche. These are the guys, these are the future players of African basketball.
Well, he's got 15 minutes on the floor, Okorafor, and he's been valuable inside the paint.
Comes out to Akumenzo, former Condor player, the Yaoundé Giants player. Condor, one of the top teams in Cameroon, of course, in the Elite Monsieur, which is the Elite Men's. Oh, wonderfully done, and look at that for a score. Okorafor producing a wonderful little hook over the top. Fukash, that's an offensive foul. He's just charged into Cyril Liali, knocking him over, giving the ball back to FAP.
Well, this game just in danger of running away right now from Espoir Fukash, and it's again another one of those dreaded turnovers. And they're going to try now, and bringing the changes is coach Raven Mwimba. Just trying to find some answers. Back in comes Kasongo with his four fouls. They're going to try and roll the dice here.
And Esungu is back as well. He's got some ice treatment on the head. He's back on court.
FAP. Around the outside. Pass in the inside. Just dropping it in the basket. Just a little bit too... There's just too much traffic there. And Fukash, I think they win back possession. That was good... hassling, hounding the man with the ball in his hands. A little bit complicated, of course, when you've got three defenders and there's no way out.
The defense really made Byers get into some trouble. There were three Fukash defenders around him and just a scramble for the basketball.
Good chance for mid-range two. And FAP pick up possession. Keep an eye on the team foul count, but it's quite low unexpectedly at the start of the fourth quarter, although it's just gone up to three. So I think we get a better understanding of how this game has been.
It's been whistle heavy as far as his part for Kash are concerned. They've just drawn too many fouls.
Comenzo trying to find his way through his attempt to use the backboard to drop it in comes to nothing. Another chance is Tamatonk, and a good block that was, and a good chance for Fukash as they go around. The outside picked up there, of course, by that man Fula. Fula just a little bit off the radar. Such an important player, capable of playing MVP performances. There's the offensive charge, losing possession again. And once again, we find that this time it's Shungu who just gives the ball back to FAP.
It's been certainly a tale of two halves, and this is Tamatong coming inside, and some good defense there by Espoir Fukash, allowing Fuller to get out on the break. But again, no conversion on that possession, and we stay at 19.
I'm going to call that a tale of four quarters.
Four quarters.
.69.50, 5.50 left for this opening encounter here, Basketball Africa League Season 2. And mid-range shot going over the top from Akumenzo. Well, that's a good attempt. Look at that. That's a foul, definitely a foul. And it's going to be Fukash who will get the chance to go to the free throw line. And team foul number two for FAP.
I haven't seen enough of these forays into the paint, but every time they put the ball on the floor, FAP have been in and around the area where the ball gets bounced, and they've managed to tip it away a couple of times, forcing those turnovers. First time we've actually seen a dribble penetration into the paint work successfully in a long while for FAP. I mean, rather for Espoir Fukash.
Nice to see Mbanza, the Canadian.
Quiet game from Mbanza. Struggled from the field. Has only been on the floor for 12 minutes prior to this entry.
And the rebound, defensive rebound, just picked up by Okomenzo. Shot doesn't go. And it's a good attempt at three, but not good enough for it to put the points on the board.
Pushing the back, and another foul, but it's going to go obviously the way of Tamatong. It's only his first foul, third team foul. For FAP.
69-50. That's the scoreline so far, and we got another clash coming up just afterwards, of course, because we have Petro de Luanda, semi-finalists in season one, up against Cape Town of South Africa, of course. Looking forward to the Tigers and how they enter the fray and show us what they're capable of doing. Of course, being a South African, you will know a lot about this team and their first adventure in this wonderful competition.
It's going to be an interesting one indeed. We've seen the debutants struggle here in terms of Espoir Fukash, and being objective, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens between the Tigers and the strong Angolans.
That's a fantastic three-pointer, and Cyril Liale drops in
and pushes them past the 70-point bracket, 72-52. It's a 20-point lead for the first time tonight, and there's a chance. That was a nice pass. Excellent use of the hands to get the ball in, but they couldn't drain it. But that has got in, and there is an important score for Ronnie Fuller, because we haven't really seen too much of that man there, and he gets himself, I think he's up into double figures.
He does take himself into double figures on that make. But it's been a tough afternoon, or rather tough evening, for Fuller and for Cash.
And again, it's a long-range shot, and it just rushes the front side of the ring. It's not a good score. It comes to nothing, 72-55. And I think we've got a timeout call, I think, from FAP. And we will take a break and we'll come back. 72-55.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Break in the action. FAP of Cameroon with a commanding 72-55 lead over Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. About 4 minutes left in the game. Mukbil Yabaro, looks like we will not have to eat crow this evening.
Seems that way. It seems like FAP is doing what they needed to do to close out the game. Man, I definitely didn't see this game going in this direction this soon. I mean, I really didn't think that it was going to be a blowout of this type of proportion. 17 points at the moment. It was just a 20-point lead right before Foukash just hit a three-pointer. But, man.
Yeah, I thought it would be closer in the final minutes. Prince Nesta, your thoughts?
Yes, you know, if you bet with me, then, you know, your money's safe. You'll never lose money. But, yeah, for sure, experience really, you know, proved to be a great deal for FAP. And they've managed, I think, right now, we should call it for them, because that's you know, that big difference is just too huge for Foukash to close the gap. But, yeah, shoutouts going out to Foukash, too. They've played their hearts out. And we'll wait and see what the next game has to offer for them.
All right, Prince Nesta, we'll be back post-game. But now let's go back to the action in Cairo.
Welcome back to the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo. We have 4 minutes left to play. It's FAP of Cameroon, 72 with BC Espoir Foukash of the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. And there he is once again, trying to get himself his long-range shot. It comes to nothing. He's been inspirational for Foukash Kasongo, but he can't find his range on that occasion. This man has been on fire. His shot just comes off the metal. I'm talking about Almeida, of course, of Cape Verde. Nice little pass. Well, it's not as good as it should have been. Not correct, not rightly in his path.
Well, we've seen the value of defense here, and they always talk about defense winning championships, and I think that's been the calling card for FAP. And right on cue, a block shot comes up, and they have a chance to get out in transition again.
Almeida going high off the backboard for 2 points, and he has provided us with some fantastic basketball tonight. He's up to 20 points. That's a really, really good pass as well. And I think that is a foul. You can see Glory Bobonel just going down. The hand goes up, of course. He knows that he committed it. It is that man, Byers.
Yeah, Byers was caught behind. And that was the block that led to the open bucket for Almeida. And again, defense, the calling card. Byers coming in late and contact on the body. And so a chance at the free throw line for Glory Bobonel.
Yeah, one of three players on four fouls.
Bobonel, two of eight from the field. 25%, just echoing the struggles of his team from the field this evening.
Yeah, we're going to see exactly how they're going to use this the last few minutes and try and get themselves back into this. Espoir Foukash, 17 points down. There's still lots of basketball to be played, but they've got to get possession. They've got to put in, they've got to press. They've got to really try and get hold of the ball.
FAP will try and go deep into the shot clock like they did on that position. You know, burn as much game clock as possible going down the stretch.
And, well, just losing possession there, just unable to keep hold of it, Chris and Packer. And I think Pierre Tankua is about to come on as well for FAP. El Major again into the paint. Oh, it's beautifully done, but the points aren't drained.
It's called for the little chicken wing on the spin. And referee right there to make the call, so the offensive foul called.
Just the left arm just on Bobo Kasongo. Even if you manage to get past your man, you can't just like sort of fling him down here, get him out of the way. You got to be careful. Here he is, Kasongo, once again. That's just he didn't have a soft touch on that occasion. The rebound, another rebound, and approaching the last 2 minutes. And a charge coming through. It's a big one as well from Mbaka. He draws the foul straight up to the free throw line once again.
Different energy here by Espoir Fokash. Just like there's been a shift in the last minute or so. See them get more active in and around the rim, and there's a nice hustle play that results in the foul or the free throw line opportunity again.
And Mbaka dropping in the first. 74-58. Just losing possession there, and they give the ball back to Espoir Fokash. Just a little bit too quick on the reaction. Two players going for the same ball, kind of.
A couple of quick threes here, and Espoir Fokash could be right back in this.
Got to turn that possession into points. Kiyosome. On court, Fokash. And there he is. Trying to deliver the shot from out wide from Kasongo.
And that sums up. He's a little bit frustrated because the defense is right there. He went to the short corner, and that's one of his preferred areas. Contested, and it forced the shot off the backboard.
Picked up by the 16-year-old Chumche. Into the paint. Almeida trying to tip the ball in. Comes to nothing. Picked up and taken out by Fula. Fula on his own. The pass. See the... I think that what we're lacking here in this Fokash team is a little bit of extra time spent together on court, because you can just see that it's not as automatic as you'd like to see. It'll come in time. You know, they'll use this, they'll analyze it, and they'll get back into their next game. But at the moment, the way that they're looking is that those final passes, just reading what your teammates are doing and where they're going is going to be important for them to understand.
And remember, this is a team that they have not beaten in group play, and FAP were undefeated. They were 6-0 coming into this conference, so they'll know how to win.
And they'll know how to win with a player like that on fire. Almeida with a beautiful three-pointer. Triple there, and that's a good reaction. Very fast transition as we approach the final minute, 77-58. That goes up to 60. Almeida.
With them taking this time off the shot clock, it's pretty much going to be down and dusted, and it's going to be job well done as far as FAP are concerned. They fought hard. It was a one-point game at halftime, Robbie, and you know the second half really just something that led to disappointment. Nice defensive work by the young man Chumche.
Chumche, of course, the 16-year-old coming back. He didn't manage to get his three-pointer earlier on. The block was sensational. Excellent stuff. Almeida at the other end, of course, working really hard. Just look at this again. That is just inspirational, isn't it? You know, you make a mistake, you come back, you redeem yourself by producing a block like that. That is just brilliant.
Might have actually been a little bit of a foul, but we're going to give to the benefit of youth. Because that was
I didn't want him to show that replay, that close-up. You know, I'll be talking to the boys about that.
and the girls.
At this point in the game, you just you have to let it slide, and with the lead that FAP have, you can allow the young man to get a block to his stats column.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt, as you said. There's the second shot. Mameda come back off the ring. Good chance for a three-pointer. It's just come off the metal. The field goal percentage down for Pukash. They'll be looking at that into the last 20 seconds. It's a 17-point advantage. They're just going to use the clock. There's no stress about this situation now. And, of course, you can see Cedric Changwe just holding the ball. It's game over. We know that. And there you go. The handshakes and everything. And that is what you call a strong performance.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022, Africa's premier men's basketball league. Final score from Cairo, FAP of Cameroon 77, Espoir Foukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo 60. 17-point victory by FAP. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, FAP, totally different team in the second half than what we saw in the first half.
A lot more composed, really got to doing what it is that they do well, which is swinging the ball, getting a lot of their players involved. They were playing a lot of poised defense, less turnovers, and letting the offense run through their guard play. Mormon Deshaun and Joel Almeida, who has 23 points to finish the game. High man with 23 points, one rebound and one assist. Yeah, they really did exactly what it is that they came to do in the second half. I feel as though their coaching was far superior, and their coach really let them know exactly what it is that they need to do in the second half in order to get this win. Blowout.
Prince Nesta, your thoughts on the big victory by FAP of Cameroon?
Absolutely, it was a fantastic match, and just like I said in the beginning, experience really proved to be a great deal in this one. And, you know, FAP won purely because of experience. I mean, if you look at the way they started the game a little bit slow, and then, you know, they stabilized and let on came on strongly, especially in the third quarter. They managed to win it all, and so experience played a great deal. Plus, of course, they really have fantastic players. Mukbil has talked about, you know, the point difference, and if you take out Almeida's points, then you know who's super experienced and he's a great shooting guard, then you'll see at the close they'll be a little bit close, you know, as far as this course is concerned. But Almeida has had plenty of experiences. He's my player of the match personally. You know, he's played in Cyprus, Georgia. He's played here in the United States where he got NCAA tournament experiences. He played in New York. And so this is a fantastic shooting guard, small forward, a player to watch out for as far as this tournament is concerned.
Taking a look at the Basketball Africa League schedule, both teams will be back in action on Wednesday, April 13th. FAP will play the Cape Town Tigers, and Espoir Foukash will take on Cobra Sport of South Sudan. And Mukbil, that should be an interesting matchup. Two debutante teams, Cobra Sport and Foukash.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how both of them use the experience that they had in their first games to try and turn it around. They both did play really good games. Unfortunately, it wasn't the results that they would have liked, but having both of them go against each other with less experienced teams, it'll probably show their best. It'll show us exactly what it is that they have to offer. I'm really excited to see them play. I like both teams.
So after not quite two full days of action, Prince, we have two veteran teams that both participated in the inaugural ball season, Zamalek and FAP posting victories. How much does experience count in this tournament, Prince?
Yeah, that one is going to be quite a tough match considering the fact that both teams have actually great individual performance. performance, you know, players who could, you know, pull off something significant. And I've got to say that one will be a good one, considering the fact that a less experienced team in the name of Cobra Sport actually gave Zamalek, you know, the defending champions, a run for their money. And experience is really going to prove to be a great deal on that one for sure. But yes, the other match is going to be, I don't know if you know the song, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting at Cobra Sport against, you know, the Fukash team. It's going to be a bit physical.
Well, Prince, maybe we'll hear some country music, too, before this tournament is out.
Oh, I love country, so that sounds like good.
Well, we have about a minute to go, Prince. How do you see this second game coming up at 2100 GMT between Cape Town and Petro de Luanda?
Tough matchup. You know, both teams have pretty experienced players. The best defense is going to win it at the same time on the offensive end. But, you know, I could call it pretty easy earlier on paper, especially for Petro. But, yeah, Cape Town Tigers is really a good team, and we'll wait and see how that goes.
Thank you, Prince Nesta. And Prince will be joining me for our pregame show coming up at 2030 GMT this Sunday evening. Thanks also to Muckbill Yabaro, our super producer here in Studio 3. And last, but certainly not least, thanks to Mr. Chang, working the boards this evening in Studio 3. Thank you, Mr. Chang. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thank you for joining us for this special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We'll be back with you shortly at 2030 GMT for the Cape Town Petro de Luanda pregame show. So keep it locked on the Voice of America. I'm Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in with us this evening.